I mean, first, you know, we just got to stop the run and, you know, then worry about Russell Wilson throwing and running. So I think once we go out there and do what we did as far as, or actually try to do what San Diego did, just go out there and just dominate them and, you know, keep our offense on the field and, you know, let them work all day and hopefully us just have a nice, slow afternoon. I think that would be good for us. That's just what we're going to try to do and, you know, just try to just get better every week.
You know, I'll never forget, unfortunately, and I'm sure never will you, riding home on the bus from the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, judging by the mood I had saw you in, you probably didn't even realize I was sitting in front of you on the bus ride home because Malik, who's one of the nicest guys on the team, as you can probably tell from this interview, was not in a good mood that night, understandably, on the ride home. When you will you allow yourself to go back there? Will you allow yourself to kind of feel how that felt, and maybe you are already, and how much will that – is that truly going to work for you guys in this game? Or is it something that once it snaps off and once you've had a series, it's all just going to go away and it's not going to be a motivating factor?
No, I think, you know, first that I went was a really bad day. And then I think it's something that, you know, I think I'll go back. We've gone back to it this week, but you know, we played them before, you know. So we, and when we did have our ones out there, we were being pretty dominant. And so I think we just got to go out there and understand the history that we have with them. But like Coach said, not get too excited too early and go out there and just relax and, you know, just get the coaching in and get what they like to do and get our study and do what we can control. And then on Sunday, just go out there and just let it rip and just try to have a good day.
And I want to be clear, you weren't like a jerk to anybody on the bus, but it just was very happy that
and if
you,
he was,
it was
understandably
obvious.
So.
Right, it was one of those times you just get on the bus and you just want to get to the hotel and not bother anybody.
Andy worked the sideline and he was probably more of a jerk than the players.
Yeah,
were.
Well, you know. Let's just say that we ran into some Seattle fans that you didn't really want to hear from on the ride home.
Right,
but anyway.
Right.
All right, so you guys, though, as Dave and I have kind of laid out, I know the fans are worked up about everything. That's probably what the year is going to be because you guys know it. Super Bowl or nothing, and that's the fans, the coaches, whatever. But I've got to imagine you guys are going in there defensively on a pretty good high as far as confidence, aren't you? I mean, you've had two. I know that maybe they scored more than you wanted to in the Colts game, but you're facing a playoff team. And now you held another playoff team to 17 points. So where are you guys at? Because now I'd say that to you. You don't seem like maybe you're all that pleased.
I mean, you know, it's still early, and we just want to be better. You know, I just think that the goal line stand was good. You know, beating the Colts was good. And just kind of asserting our dominance. But I think, you know, our goal is to hold them under 17 points. And, you know, if we're not doing that, then, you know, I don't think we're really meeting our goals as far as what we have on ourselves. We're pretty hard on ourselves. And, you know, I think, like you said, everything's for the fans. You know, they're excited, and they are, but we just got to make sure we're calm and just try to fulfill all our goals and our goal sheet. And I think if we do that, we'll be good.